friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Pregnant woman thought she had plenty of time until she gave birth in her front yard. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. A woman gave birth at home in her front yard when her baby boy decided to make an early and swift entry into the world. Some expectant mothers opt for a birth plan that involves delivering their baby at home rather than at the hospital, but Emily Johnson is not one of those moms. She fully intended to deliver her bundle of joy, Thomas, from a hospital bed. Little Thomas, however, had other plans. When Emily Johnson first started having contractions a week early, she and her husband Michael weren't too concerned. The contractions were 10 minutes apart, and with the hospital only 5 minutes away, they figured they had plenty of time. But then, things took a drastic turn. Suddenly, Emily's contractions began coming harder and faster. Then the contractions went from 3 minutes to 2 minutes to 1 minute in a matter of 20 to 30 minutes, and we were like, "Oh, we got to get into the car. We have to go," she recalled. As Emily Johnson made her way out of her home and across the front yard, she realized baby Thomas wasn't going to wait until they got to the hospital. So, she laid down in the grass and this woman gave birth at home right in her front yard. Emily's mother, Christy Sparks, arrived just in time to lend a hand, and moments later, the paramedics arrived. "By the time they walked up to me, I had a baby in my arms crying," Christy explained. "It was unreal." Sweet little Thomas arrived at 10:42 p.m., weighing 7 pounds and 11 ounces. But baby Thomas, starting from the top of that paragraph, baby Thomas was the couple's miracle baby in more ways than one. Once Emily and Michael Johnson decided to try giving their 3-year-old son Blake a sibling, it took 6 months before Emily finally got pregnant. And even though their front yard experience certainly gives new meaning to the term natural birth, the outcome was quite miraculous. We sometimes forget how many things can go wrong during labor, yet everything went perfectly smoothly during the impromptu delivery, all things considered. The woman who gave birth at home in the front yard doesn't just have a completely unique and bizarre birth story to share. Thanks to the couple's doorbell camera, she has footage from the surreal... Starting from the top of that sentence... Thanks to the couple's doorbell... Starting from the top of that sentence? Thanks to the couple's doorbell camera, she has footage from the surreal event too. By the time the Johnson family made it to the hospital, with Emily covered in grass clippings and dirt stains, the video of her unusual birth was ready for viewing, and the mom has the best reaction to going viral. "With all the pain, trauma, and negativity on the news lately, I'm glad that a video with me groaning like a farm animal welcoming my second baby can bring joy and laughter to others," she jokes. What an incredible story. And in a world where there is so much uncertainty, we can take comfort in knowing our God never changes. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Mom carries 26-year-old son with disabilities on her back across the globe to fulfill promise. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Nikki Antram not only carries the world on her shoulders, but she also carries her son too. She's an incredible and dedicated mom who's determined to give her son the best life possible. From Bali to Hawaii, this mom carries her 26-year-old son with disabilities on her back across the globe to fulfill her promise to him. Like all moms, Nikki wants to give her son the best life possible. She ensures all his needs, wants, and dreams are met because she promised her son when he was born she would give him the best life possible. Nikki Antram became a mom at 17. She waded through the challenges of being a teen mom, but she also took on the challenges that came with her son Jimmy's disabilities and unique needs. Jimmy is blind and has other physical and mental disabilities. In spite of these challenges, Nikki decided her son would get to travel the world anyway. So far, he's skied the slopes of Pershore, hiked through rainforests, ridden in helicopters, and even had the chance to swim with crocodiles. And his mom has plans to take him to Canada and Australia. When people ask about how Nikki is able to accommodate her son's needs, she says, "I've worked out how to piggyback Jimmy while pulling my suitcase and carry-on through an airport until they give me a wheelchair we use until we board the plane." And Nikki Antrim counts herself blessed that her son has the same taste for adventure she does. She adds, "I will with Jimmy find ways to get him the best and most adventurous life, and most of the time, it's the simplest things that he loves the most." Even when they are home, Nikki Antrim is dedicated to making the world shine for her son. She gets up early to clean his sheets, make breakfast, and get him ready for the day. Then she takes him for a bike ride, or if they go for walks, she has him ride piggyback. She says she doesn't have time to be sad that Jimmy is blind or can't communicate like she does. Instead, she stated, "Sometimes I ask myself, how can I be sad when I see Jimmy, who has never seen colors, clouds, or rainbows, and he's just sitting with a smile?" She added, "He is my inspiration. He's always happy, smiling." If the hand that rocks the cradle makes the world go round, Nikki Antrim is the hand to adventure, dedication, and love for her son. May we all take something from her incredible story of motherhood. No matter the challenges, we can draw on the strength of God to continue to find joy. Her children arise and call her blessed. Proverbs 31:28.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.